No, let's see. Take off the headset, please. It actually goes around the back of your head.
Nothing goes over the top of your head. So
I don't know why they have the strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that like that, they sit on top of your ears.
Yeah.
Is that?
You okay?
It could just be bent down. That looks good.
Okay. How's that?
Oops.
First meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does everyone want to say who they are? Does that seem sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
Oh, I see, so we shouldn't really be...
Right. So, you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then that'll tell you, give you some information.
Alright, okay,
training.
So we have the project team, which is to... basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, the method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this this device, and having meetings, so that we can, during the course of the day, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So right. So basically, everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So, I don't know who wishes to go first.
I don't mind.
Have a first bash at whatever.
Whatever got popped into here.
And now you're doing that on the microphone.
I was supposed to do this right now, do you think? Or?
I would guess so. Oh,
you've lost your microphone.
Oh,
technical problems.
Here we
I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things.
Okay, I think that I would have to say that my favourite animal is the cat. Little smiley cat there. And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent compared to dogs, maybe. And they can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I know very affectionate cats. And they can look after themselves.
Next.
Shall I rub that out, actually?
Yeah, marks for artistic impression. So you're just doing the face.
That's quite good.
So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish, and so hopefully it won't prove too difficult to draw. One of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going away on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, you just got to put the food in a dripper feed. feed them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and fly in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are not are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Right, okay, so work has been done on this project whereby €25 is the expected samples. That information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having your production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're looking to sell, or projecting to sell at this point in time. So, experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe if I was so remote controls, the buttons were a little small, but they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look for something where they're easy to press buttons. That's the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for something. We're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is, what was the other things you said there?
Sort of easy to use, and the buttons are accessible. As easy to use and see.
And see. Okay.
Can I just check? Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, or TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm.
Or is it just a television that we're supposed to be doing?
Basically, I'll get back to you on that. But it seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room. And so, a device for all remotes.
So it's one upside down.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things we found in the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because there's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they'd sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in a chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around through.
Comes to a whistle.
That's maybe something for the future, and you can talk to a television.
Yeah.
But in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you say, one remote for all. And so these are probably mutually exclusive options. And you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remotes, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that will come in?
Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops. So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes?
Okay.
So, right, so we've got ID, the, come on, hold on.
You just click the turn, get rid of the message. If you hit, just hit return and it should get rid of the message.
Yay! That's what we're looking for. Right. So, we've got function. What happened to the...
I think that might be back to the start. If you grab the kind of slide to the left and pull it down.
Yeah. Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design. The UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions you sent to about your person by your personal coach. So we're all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes, and I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next thing.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go away and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote control,
television.
So maybe
right.
We should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right that and make it just a TV. Okay.
Okay.
So, depart. We'll stay here and break off. And I'll do minutes and see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.